This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine has enough weapons to begin its counteroffensive against Russia, and the operation will give the country the victory it needs to join NATO. This, according to Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, he told Reuters on Monday. Membership of the military alliance would probably only be possible for Ukraine after the end of active hostilities, Kuleba said in an interview in Kyiv. Ukraine has for months feted an upcoming assault to retake territories occupied by Russia, using tanks, armored cars, and artillery donated by its Western allies. Kuleba did not say whether the counteroffensive had started when asked. Russia's foreign ministry said on Monday that it saw no prospects for extending the Black Sea grain export deal, which is set to expire in mid-July, Russian news agencies reported. TASS news agency quoted the foreign ministry as saying that it was continuing consultations with the United Nations. Authorities in India are working to clear the mangled wreckage of two passenger trains that derailed Friday night, killing more than 270 people and injuring hundreds. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Outside a Balasore hospital mortuary, police and people wait for news following the fatal crash. One train was traveling to Chennai city in southern India and hit a goods freight train, knocking it off track, and was then hit by a second train coming from the opposite direction on a parallel track. Authorities are recommending India's Central Bureau of Investigations open a probe into the crash. Investigators had said on Sunday a signalling failure might have caused the three-train crash, one of the worst rail disasters in India's history. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's newly re-elected president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is facing the challenge of balancing ties with Russia and Western allies. Ankara's ongoing veto of Sweden's NATO membership bid is a critical test of its loyalties. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul for VOA.
Ankara's opposition to Sweden's membership bid comes as Ankara pledges to deepen ties with Moscow. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the first to congratulate Erdogan's latest electoral success. Putin gave Erdogan significant financial support during his presidential election, deferring billions of dollars in energy payments to support the beleaguered Turkish economy. But analysts suggest Erdogan could be looking to consolidate his electoral success with a diplomatic reset with Washington. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has concluded a visit to Vietnam, during which he signed a multi-million dollar agreement to help Vietnam decarbonize its economy. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said he wants Vietnam to become one of his country's top-tier partners, as the government in Canberra seeks to diversify from its reliance on China, its biggest trading partner. Australia and Vietnam have signed various agreements during Albanese's two-day visit to the Southeast Asian nation, including a $69.3 million package to help authorities in Hanoi decarbonize Vietnam's economy. There are also accords to share intelligence on money laundering and set up a regular meeting between the country's trade ministers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
More than a dozen migrants were dropped off on the doorstep of a church in the U.S. state of California Sunday, according to state officials. In an interview with KXTV, Bishop Jaime Soto with the Roman Catholic Diocese of Sacramento says religious organizations were trying to help the 16 migrants get some help after they were flown from Texas to California.
Help them to get their bearings, and then also, help them to, whatever the immigration process that's been set up for them at the border, that they can be followed through and they can get, hopefully, some prompt resolution to their case.
California's attorney general says Florida is responsible for flying the migrants to Sacramento. For more on all of the stories we're covering, you can always visit us at voanews.com or download our app by searching for VOA News. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.